Tang's plate.
Wash the dishes and replace the tea towel. We're at the kitchen counter and Brendan Pang is with you, owner of Bumplings, cookbook author, chef extraordinaire. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. This is my favourite time of the week.
This is your favourite time of the week. That's a... You got to do some more stuff during your week, my friend. Thanks for being with us again. I'm excited. It's always a good time we get to talk about food on the radio. But before we go any further, Brennan, what is the best thing that you ate last week?
Okay, the best thing that I ate, I actually made a chicken biryani.
Oh.
And it was the first time I've made this. Usually my grandmother makes like this Mauritian one with beef.
Mm.
I was like, I'm going to change it up and try and make one with chicken. So I looked up all these recipes. And I was like, whoa, there are so many variations of biryani out there.
Sure.
But I landed on this one recipe. I'm going to try it. And the marinade was like yogurt. And honestly, it was like, I think maybe like 12 spices.
Okay.
In the
okay.
And I used complex. The whole chicken. Yeah. And then it was like a chicken curry at the bottom. And then this really nice fragrant rice with like saffron and all these spices,
yeah.
A bit of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made my own fried onions as well. So I laid it in this like really big pot that I had. And I've actually never cooked biryani before.
Sure. Well, to me, biryani has always been, in my mind, like an Indian dish, but there's a Mauritian version, you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's quite a strong Indian influence in Mauritius. So,
okay.
I guess we have like our own take on it in Mauritius.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of different varieties even in Mauritius, but I've never actually made it myself. And it's a little bit intimidating because it's in a big pot and like you don't know when everything's cooked because I don't want to like...
You don't want to disrupt the layers.
Yeah, because I want to flip it at the end and have that nice wow kind of factor.
Mm.
But I was so happy. It was so tasty.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm going to make it again. I'm so happy now that I could... I've done it.
And so saffron rice, turmeric rice, what's like, did it end up being quite yellow in colour?
Yeah, I bought some saffron. I know saffron's quite expensive, but you kind of need that taste, that quite floral, fragrant kind of taste. All these other spices in the rice, so I had like cardamom, bay leaves, cloves.
Oh, good.
And then a bit of melted butter. I know you're meant to use ghee, but all I had was butter.
Sure.
And honestly, it was so good, like...
Have you ever made your own... So, for folks who don't know, ghee is clarified butter.
Yeah.
Have you ever made your own ghee?
I haven't, just because it's so easy to get here in Perth. But
yeah.
I know it is quite easy to make. As
yeah,
well, yeah,
that's something that intimidates me. And maybe I'll face my kitchen fear one day of trying to clarify my own butter.
Yeah.
Best thing that I ate this week, I've been thinking about a previous episode of Pang's Plate where we talked about this TikTok food revolution.
Yeah.
And I've had overnight oats on my mind. As someone who works in breakfast radio, I get off air and then I have my breakfast. So I've been thinking about things that I can do for past me that future me will be happy about. And overnight oats was one of them. I came across this recipe where this girl doesn't just pop the oats in and dumps everything on top. She actually pulverizes them so they're quite... like broken up and it becomes more of like a cake batter sort of texture than chunky oats.
Yum.
It's that with some milk or your milk alternative, a little bit of cocoa powder, some protein powder, a little bit of maple syrup, and it's so good. It's a lot and it's very intense and I think I can get about half of a cup through as opposed to the full serving, but it's a very, very sweet breakfast.
Oh, I love the sound of it. Where did you find the recipe?
TikTok, baby.
TikTok. Oh,
I'll link
you. Honestly, I love this. I know social media is such like a weird world, but it's done so much for food and it gets me so excited because everyone I talk to now like has all these recipes and ideas and inspirations and it's so great.
Yeah. Well, we'll link back to the previous episode of Pang's Plate where we talk all about the recipes that have gone viral online. This week, we're doing something a little bit different. Before you go crazy on your TikTok recipes, you need to master the basics. Brendan, we're talking about upgrading some of those basics. I'm thinking things like toast, meat goreng, other every weeknight sort of meals that you'll make. Let's start with toast. How are you upgrading your toast?
Okay. This is very fitting, by the way, as someone who works in hospitality, because not many people would know this, but a lot of chefs and people that work in hospitality, you'd think would go home and like cook a great meal or eat some really yummy food. But every chef is known to like go back or like on their break and have like 2 minute noodles or toast.
Yep.
So for me, for toast, I am big on like a jaffle.
Okay.
I love melted cheese like so much. And inside like, you know, crispy bread.
Yeah, yeah.
And growing up, I can like never get over how good this is, but it's like a baked bean jaffle, just baked bean cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And bread. And you know how it like closes it in?
Well, yeah, like that's the difference between a toasty and a jaffle, right? Yeah, it's sealed in like a pocket.
Yeah, and with I guess with those like runnier kind of like fillings, you need to really seal them in. But yeah, it's just so nostalgic. I love a baked bean jaffle.
And what kind of cheese, like, because I feel like that there's potential there to do something kind of fancy in a low-key sort of way. What are you cheesing with?
I always have a lot of cheeses in my fridge, but something like a cheddar or like a sharper kind of cheese and then mixed with something a bit more stretchy, like a mozzarella.
Yep.
That's usually my go-to.
Gives the cheese pull effect then.
Yeah, still. And you can even add like a smoked cheese in there or...
Yum.
There's so many different ones there.
Yeah, yeah, experiment, folks. when I think about upgrading toast, I think back to an episode of a podcast that I love called 5 Minute Food Fix.
Yeah.
It's Yumi Steins and Simon Davis and they deliver... It's so good because it's only 5 minutes long. They tell you about things to do with food.
Mm.
I think about this episode where they talked about how to upgrade their toast. And Simon mentioned cracking open a tin of chickpeas or four bean mix, chucking it in a fry pan, tiny bit of oil, whatever spices and herbs you've got laying around, maybe some lemon and rosemary, frying them a little bit, chucking them on some toast.
Yum.
Bob's your uncle.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I've made it a few times and every time I just pull whatever random things I've got around and it's so yum. And it's also kind of great because it's not just carb in toast, it's like protein packed in beans as well.
Yeah, oh, that sounds delicious.
Mm. And
honestly,
lemon.
Like when I think of toast as well, like it doesn't have to be, I think everyone thinks of like butter, jam, Vegemite, like all those.
Sure.
They're all really tasty, but like it's very basic, you know. But you know, when you go out to like, there's so many wine bars now, and honestly, a lot of them just make things from the larder section, which is just really nice bread and then not much, like great quality olive oil, great quality. Like local garlic, which they might just like rub on once it's been toasted.
Sure.
And then just keeping your pantry stocked with some nice things, like maybe some sardines or anchovies.
Yeah, that's a good one, the fatty, oily fish.
Yeah, like you don't really need much, to be honest. I know it might not sound appealing to some people, but I know I'm just talking about fish. I love fish,
by the way. You love seafood.
I love seafood. But yeah, I think great quality ingredients and you don't need too much. Like even just getting some nice bread with some mortadella. And some Jarlsberg and like
you know that I'm a sucker for mortadella.
I am as well.
You might be eating toast this morning and if you're looking down and feeling a bit sad about it, there are lots of ways to upgrade it. Let us know what you've been doing. 0405 921 921. One of the other ones that I feel like everybody's got a take on is mie goreng or two-minute noodles.
Yep.
How are you updating yours?
Yes, I have lots to say here. I did recently publish my book on noodles. So mie goreng or two-minute noodles is a very quick hack, an easy hack for me to share with people. My biggest one is to add a protein to it. For example, I like to add like a soft-boiled egg or a poached egg and turn it into like a very simple ramen.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I might just use the noodles and like get rid of the little like flavor sachet.
Whoa.
And I know that's like very controversial. And I might even, or I'll use it and make it a bit more like brothy and add some extra seasonings.
Sure.
I'm so big on having like condiments at home. So I'm always like, oh, add this like mushroom XO sauce. Add this like like a special oyster sauce that I have and just like upgrade it a bit. Yeah.
So with the eggs, I think it's great because the yolk also becomes a bit of a saucy thing as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know if anyone's ever like boiled mie goreng instead of just having it with just the sachets, like adding liquid to it.
Yeah.
And then whilst it's boiling, like crack an egg through and then like stir it and it almost makes like egg ribbons throughout the noodles.
Is that like what you would call egg drop soup?
Very similar. It's almost like an egg drop kind of situation.
Yeah.
And that's how like my mum made mie goreng or two-minute noodles growing up.
Okay. Yeah. When I was a little kid, we used to make chicken two-minute noodles in the microwave and put cheese on them, which is disgusting now that I think about it. I approach my instant noodles in two ways. There's the dry or the wet ones. So with the dry ones, I've talked previously about adding salmon and like dill to them and like cooking that up and then just mixing it all together. Yeah. With the wet noodles or with noodles that you cook in water and put the flavouring in while it's cooking, I save that. I then add a dump of peanut butter.
Ooh.
So it becomes like a satay broth sort of thing.
Oh, yum.
And then a little bit of dark soy sauce, a little bit of sesame oil at the end, and some green onions
sounds
if
so
you're
good.
Feeling fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just feels like more of a whole, complete, like you've put a lot of effort into laboring over this broth, but you really just put a scoop of peanut butter on
Definitely,
it.
Definitely, yeah. And I think, like, I know it is two-minute noodles, so no one wants to go, like, over the top here, but any leftover protein that you have, like roast pork or, like, some grilled chicken, even some tofu, like, pull out your air fryer and just crisp up some tofu in, like, 5-10 minutes.
Brendan, could you do, like, a tin of tuna, or is that too far?
Look, I would do that, but okay. I don't want to upset some people on a Monday morning.
I know that people have very political stances on taking, like, tin tuna to the office kitchen.
Yep, yep.
But at home, I feel like that's fine, surely.
Yeah. No, I love it. If I'm ever in an office, not that I work in an office, but, like, if I'm ever in a public space and people pull out a tin, like, tuna.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're my people.
I see you and it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us know how you're upgrading your things at home. Toast, mi goreng. Maybe you have like a curried sausage recipe that you need to share. 0405 921 921. Brendan Pang, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
We'll be talking more food next Monday on Breakfast.